Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel. Yesterday we lit the Advent Peace Candle at Heart City to celebrate the coming of the God-child who brought us peace. We read about him in Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I venture a guess you've probably seen that verse on a Christmas card, maybe with a peaceful manger scene in the background. I'll venture another guess that you've never seen one with the verses that come right before it. Listen to verses 4 and 5. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Ever seen a Christmas card with pictures of smashed slavery hardware and blood-soaked garments? Of course not. The closest we get to Christmas violence, you know, is that unfortunate incident involving a reindeer and our poor grandmother. But friends, we need these pictures to take in what this baby's coming means. A child who will deal with, once for all, the awful reality of our world. Isaiah's first hearers would not bypass these verses. You see, they knew much about death and war. We need these pictures too, because we're still victims of our own rat race today, aren't we? Many of us find ourselves still bound up in fear from our past. Some of us are slaves to patterns of sin and temptation we keep falling back into. And some of us are so calloused that we cannot feel, And you want to be free. I want to be free. We want to be free. And God says in verse 4, rejoice. Your liberation has been accomplished. Everything that has ever anguished you will be smashed to bits, just like the day of Midian, when Gideon's 300 men smashed the Midianite army. That is what these verses are describing. And what would have followed Gideon's triumph would be the burning of bloody war clothes. But verse 5, it's a final picture, the closing scene of our human history's bloodbath. From the killing of Abel to our day, our history has been so bloody. Despite all the progress we've made, we humans cannot stop it. There's never been a war to end all wars, and there can't be. Yet how many sport their peace signs as the new year comes and say, we can have peace if only this or that. You'll see the microphone in someone's face and they'll say, what do you wish for in the new year? And folks, what do they always say? Oh, world peace. And afterwards they hold hands and sing John Lennon's Imagine before the ball drops. Imagine there's no heaven. Imagine no religion. Imagine all the people living life in peace. My friends, Lennon was a dreamer. And sadly, he's not the only one. And folks need to wake up. Sure, you can make wishes, hold hands, and dream about peace together. But then you have to go to bed, wake up the next morning, and live out the dream. And what happens? Somebody irritates you. Maybe in traffic. Maybe at your job. Maybe at home. Let me ask you, why should you be irritated at someone? Why aren't you at peace? If there is no heaven, there's absolutely no reason to ever be mad at anyone. You see, that's my problem when I get angry at people. I get angry at others because I expect people to act perfectly. I expect them to act like they will only be able to act in heaven. You see, the problem of no peace out there in the world is because we have no peace in here in our hearts. Friend, are you willing to admit that you need someone to come and fix your heart? You realize that your desire for perfect people is actually a homing beacon? It tells you that peace comes from above and it must somehow enter into our world. And though Pastor Joel is far less impressive, right now I'm like one of those angels who proclaimed on that first Christmas night to the poor shepherds, peace on earth among those with whom God is pleased. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior. The angels gave the long-awaited birth announcement that Isaiah gave 700 years earlier, unto you is born this day. Which would have been a real shock to these shepherds, because none of them were expecting a baby that night. But the word for them and the word for you is that this child is yours. And he was born for this, to bring peace between God and men. You see, you'll never have peace inside until you have peace with God. So I encourage you, my friend, to spend some time reading his story, praying over his gospels, and asking our Lord Jesus to enter in and show you he truly is the Prince of Peace. And if you're a believer already, a little bit of that peace is already yours, so celebrate it when this Christmas comes. But until then, mute the memory during these last days of Advent so that you can discover it afresh, a peace that came when Jesus became all that you are by nature, so that you could become all he is by grace alone. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.